This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock
Radio. In this podcast episode, Bedrock Radio community news bulletins from February 2020.
This is Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock community news with Chris Dayton. Ilford photographer Peter Miro will be showcasing his work demonstrating mental illness at the London Borough of Redbridge's Borough of Culture exhibition in February. Peter, who once lost his job due to his illness, says that he aims to make an invisible disability visible through his photographs. Figures reveal that more than 2,000 frontline staff, including doctors and nurses at BHRUT, have not had a flu jab. BHR Director David Amos said that he actively encourages staff to be vaccinated to protect patients. The NHS has said that flu can be very serious and that they have worked hard to achieve a record level of uptake for the vaccine so far this year. And finally, NILFT has launched a new chat service for 11 to 19-year-olds to allow young people to confidentially ask for help about a wide range of issues. And that was your community news bulletin on Bedrock Radio, your healthy music mix.
This is Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. The company director of TLW UK, based in Renwick Road, Barking, has been found guilty of manslaughter by gross negligence after a worker was crushed to death. Han Rao was found guilty of breaching the Health and Safety at Work Act, and it was found that company had no health and safety policies in place. The Highways Agency has opened up new public consultations on its Lower Thames Crossing. The 14-mile motorway will connect Essex and Thurrock with a brand new tunnel. The 8-week consultation will run until the 25th of March. There are more details on the Bedrock Radio website. With World Cancer Day being on the 4th of February, local people are being urged to know the signs to combat cancer. Local CCG clinics are urging local people to see your GP if you have sudden, unexplained changes, sudden lumps, or unusual bowel movements. More on this story can be found on the Bedrock Radio website. And finally, train operator C2C has been named London's most punctual service. The operator recently won a Golden Whistle Award for best operational performance in London. And that's the latest community bulletin from Bedrock Radio.
This is Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. NELFT have officially opened a new wellbeing centre named after former chair and mental health visionary Jane Atkinson. The centre, a state-of-the-art wellbeing hub, has been designed to improve the hospital's community mental health service. Coming into force in spring 2020, Redbridge Council will be employing a team of 17 enforcement officers to patrol Ilford Town Centre during evenings and late nights. They aim to cut crime and make Ilford a place to enjoy a night out again. And finally, Havering residents are being encouraged to visit their GPs if they are concerned about any changes to their health in the fight against cancer. 1,400 people in Havering are diagnosed with cancer each year, but approximately 52% of these cases are detected early. The NHS says that early diagnosis and a healthy lifestyle are keys to recovery. That was your community news bulletin on Bedrock Radio, your healthy music mix.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. A former GP has been found guilty of sexual assault on female patients. Manish Shahar of Romford has been sentenced to life imprisonment, serving a minimum of 15 years. He was found guilty after a 6-week trial at the Old Bailey. Firefighters in Ilford have issued safety reminders following a fire at a restaurant caused by an unattended candle that caught light to a wooden blind. The restaurant on Green Lane was damaged in the blaze, with no injuries reported. Train operator C2C says sorry to customers following the rollout of their new ticket machines over the last 6 months. C2C have been working on feedback to improve their new facilities, reducing queues at ticket offices, with promises to make staffing improvements at their busiest times. And finally, Thames Chase Community Forest celebrates 30 years of conservation. Launched in 1990, the centre has transformed over 40 miles of environment across London and Essex. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News. Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Parents in Barking and Dagenham have been hit with £60 fines following a 24% increase in student absences. Over 1,500 penalty notices were issued in 2019 for parents taking their children out of school during term time. Barclays Bank have announced they will be closing their Upminster branch on the 29th of May. Barclays have claimed that customers are using other methods of banking, such as online, or using other branches, such as those in Hornchurch and Romford. Children in Ilford are being encouraged to talk about mental health. This is following Children's Mental Health Week. Children in local primary schools have been coming up with creative ideas to learn about overcoming mental health and their well-being. And finally, the NHS has released their new campaign in light of the coronavirus, with Catch It, Bin It, Kill It being at the heart of the campaign, reminding us that basic hygiene, such as sneezing into a tissue, binning the used tissue and washing your hands, is the best defence against cold and flu. That's the latest community news from Bedrock. There's more news on the hour.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Redbridge residents are being encouraged to take part in the Great Britain Spring Clean. Councillor John Howard said, "We're really proud to be part of this national event and want to encourage local communities to also take ownership of their neighbourhoods. To get involved, click on the link in the Keep Britain Tidy website." Children have been making headlines during the recent half term at Romford's Liberty Shopping Centre by taking part in a media-themed art and craft workshop. Families were encouraged to search for news clues around the centre for a chance to win a journalism-themed bundle. The number of patients treated by air ambulance in Redbridge has risen by 40% in the last year. Chief Executive Jonathan Jenkins said, "Every day, London's air ambulance is ready to deliver urgent rapid response medical care, but we couldn't do it without the support of the public. To donate to the charity, visit their website." And that was your Bedrock Community News. Your healthy
music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.